Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcastingisfullofcrap.com. It's Saturday. No, it's Sunday. No, it's any day of the week that you choose to listen to this. But the day that I'm recording it is Sunday, and that's where we have the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the story. This topic is going to be, Cottonmouth. Well, that's going to be interesting. We got a bunch of stories in on the topic of Cottonmouth. Let's go ahead and go with A.M. early because, well, A.M. was early. Here we go.
My mouth feels like cotton. Well, alcohol, mosh pits, and screaming at the top. Sheila didn't get to finish her rant. Her brother Stephen passed out on her. The concertgoers around them ignored his plight. He's 30 pounds heavier than me, but no one gives a... Sheila thought of mothers picking up cars, bent her knees, and put Stephen in a fireman carry. It was 40 feet to the door in security. Stephen better be fine by the time the main act took the stage. She loved Stephen, but damn it, this is rock and roll.
Thank you, AM, and thank you, Midget, for recording that for AM. Now, if you couldn't understand a word of that, the text of the story is in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com with all sorts of other linky goodness, but no photos of Nardo, who's a good boy, yes, he's sitting next to me, and Bruin, who's sitting on the other end of the sofa. Now I'm petting his tummy and he curls and he goes all happy and his tail flips and he's like, oh yes. Mist, on the other hand, is underneath the bar stool, to my left, about 4 feet away. No, she's not all huggy and snuggly. I don't think she likes me. Anyway, next up is Tom. Now, I want to apologize to Tom for something happened with a spam filter or whatever, and his story did not appear in last week's weekly challenge, but I did get it out on the feed for you to be able to listen to. So, hopefully y'all got that one too, and those of you who only listen to the weekly challenges because you can't stand my writing, well, foo on you. Anyway, here's Tom with his story this week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Do Not Suffer. As he took the podium, all moisture vanished from his mouth. A silver thread of doubt ribboned through his Puritan logic. At first, he thought it might be the absence of God. Am I not called to duty directly by divine will? After inspection, his resolve returned. A righteous gaze bore into the slumped head of Mistress Brown. Ada's bound but not broken met his gaze with defiance. Show her the instruments of the question, squeaked the preacher. His mind may have been drenched in grace, but his palate was still parched. Imagine that. Cotton Mather's a cotton mouther.
A new take on history from Tom. Thanks, dude. All right, let's go ahead and see who's next in the hit parade. It's Dave. He's come back. Cool. I love it when new people come back. That means they can't escape. So here's Dave from the Jen and Dave Show. I wonder when Jen is going to get involved in these stories.
It was the darkest, creepiest building in the neighborhood. Davey promises he will return tonight with his trick-or-treat bag. This will be the year he owns up for what he's done to them in the past. He fills his bag so much, he can't close it. Davey decides it is time to face his fears and make his last stop. He rings the doorbell. His nerves give out. He can't talk. He has cotton mouth. He dodges behind the bushes. As the door to Faith's Embrace foster home opens, a group of small children drag inside their annual gift.
Thank you, Dave, and once again, thank you, Midget, for reading that for Dave. Maybe a lot of people this week are getting cottonmouth, and they're finding it hard to read the stories. Or maybe they're worried that the children inside this podcast won't be satisfied with candy, and instead, they'll want blood. Okay, this is not... I'm not going to jump on the vampire bandwagon, alright? Not doing it. So don't go saying the subject for next week is vampires. No. No, I'm not doing it. No. Next week is going to be cabbage. Now, if you're a cabbage vampire, Cabbage Patch vampire, okay, crazy, sick, don't do it. Next up is Zachman. Speaking of Cabbage Patch vampires, he's probably going to have a story about Cabbage Patch vampires. Hey, Zachman, just tell your story. I'm going to go get a drink.
Hello, Hugh? I am calling about Charles, your dimension's company representative. In our world, there are intelligent people who look like Muppets, so we are totally okay with people you call plushophiles. Getting to the point, he is in quarantine due to a case of what doctors here call cottonmouth. Therefore, he will stay an additional week, and hopefully next time he will meet someone from a good family and not go home with the first blue plush person he meets in a bar. At least he knows what foreplay is. Cotton balls takes much longer to cure.
Okay, that's something about the Muppets that I did not want to know. I'm sure that this is some sort of Avenue Q thing, but... Thank you, Zachman, for dragging this sordid bit of sordidness out from under the fridge for all to see. Speaking of sordid bit of sordidness, hello, buddy. Now, Nardo had himself an adventure this weekend. He climbed up the tree. Now, climbing up the tree is no problem for him when he was younger. But being 14 and old and confused, he climbed up there and forgot how to get back down. Now, the baby panther here and the little baby panther, they climb that tree all the time, and they come back down, they jump down to the fence, but that's a little far for Nardo to jump, apparently. So he kept going from branch to branch, and we had to get up on a chair and try to grab him, but he clung to the branch harder. Then I raised up a bar stool real high for him to walk onto, and then the little baby panther got up there and was like, "Hey, I can walk around here too, ee!" And, yeah. So he eventually fell on top of the fence, and was okay. So, he's a good boy. Yes, you are. And Mr. Paw Jumbo Baby Panther over here, he's over here. This is just so fun. I like recording. Oh, there are cats on the sofa. Yes. Good boy. All right, let's see who's next. Steven, the nuclear man, he's back. Let's go ahead and have him read his story.
Angie arranged the dolls around the table. "Tea time," she yelled. Ellie held his denim trunk still as Angie poured imaginary tea. Bunny's plush ears did not twitch. R.A., Esquire, flopped his stuffed head to the side, red yarn hair draping his shoulder. "Raggedy!" Angie stared at R.A. "Have some tea." R.A. picked up the faded teacup. He glanced at Anne's severed head in the corner. She'd guessed wrong. He took a drink of pretend tea. "Oolong?" he guessed, mouth dry. Angie smiled. "Yes!" R.A. sighed in relief. "From what country?" Angie asked. R.A. swore. Anne's button eyes winked in anticipation.
dolls are alive and you're crazy. Or maybe the dolls aren't alive and you're crazy. Or maybe the dolls are alive and that means you're not crazy. I don't know. It's so hard to keep up with these days. Oh, you are tired, aren't you? You are either tired or you're bored of Daddy speaking into the microphone and he's not petting you while doing it, so you're like, oh, I'll just sleep. I don't know. It's so hard to think in terms of kitty brains. Thank you, Stephen. What if I were to just put all the stories back to back without all the interruptions of me penning the kitty cats? Oh, that's a big yawn. Yes, it is. It's like Halloween up here. You got an orange cat, and you have a black cat. Orange, like a big pumpkin, and black, like a baby panther. See, the thing is, Mist and Bruin are, like, totally the opposite of the stereotype of black cats, you know, evil black cats, you know. Bruin says, Mr. Friendly. He's like, oh, yeah, pet my tummy. You know, you don't ever see, you know, images of Halloween cats, you know, on their backs with their feet splayed, like, oh, pet my tummy. Yeah, that's not a very Halloween thing. We need to train him better, I think. Yes, we need to train you better. Yes, you do. Fuzzy tummy. Okay, next up is Catwood. Let's hear her story.
Dear Sophia, I'm sorry I was unable to make it to your wedding, but I was sick. I had to go to the hospital and everything. That alone should tell you how sick I was. It would have been fine, but I had a bad reaction to one of the medications they gave me. Some people just don't listen, especially people who think they know everything. I'll probably be out and back to work within the next couple of days. I really did intend to go this time, too. That damn cottonmouth bit me again. From your friend.
Ah, yes, people can be so, so ungrateful to those who are on the verge of death. I mean, if they had just put anti-venin there when they registered for their wedding. Thank you, Catwood. Next up is Ted. I wonder if Ted has recorded his story. The midget is getting an awful lot of business this week, and he's very tired. But you know what? The midget got last week off when we were in San Antonio. He got the whole run of the place. It was a really nice time on the Riverwalk there. Although I do, you know, me being me, I have something to complain about, and that is I ate way too much. And I came home, and I stepped on the scale, and it said 206, and I was like, I was down to 198. So I've been doing long walks, and yesterday I did over 8 miles, and I'm back down this morning to 204, and it's going to be a hard month. It really is. And my knees are starting to hurt a little bit. But you know what? I got to do that. I got to do it. And despite the fact that some people think I will be a fat ass forever, I won't. Because all my weight goes to my gut, not my ass. So, I just... God, some people. Freak jobs on the internet. And speaking of freak jobs on the internet, here's Ted.
I love Thanksgiving, the parade, the sales, but most of all the stuffing. My first taste was Mom's stuffed bird. True, it was pretty dry, but I was hooked. I'd eat anything with stuffing. Chicken, duck, even frog or cat, I reckon. Midnight, last Thanksgiving Eve, the craving struck. I ate all the stuffing in the house, every piece. That morning was horrible. My wife was screaming. The children were crying. I left the house in shame. I wanted to make it up to them, but how? I had been banned from every store that sold stuffed animals or upholstered furniture.
Thank you, Ted. And that's not too horribly disturbed or disgusting or weird. Okay, maybe it is a little. Okay, a lot. Cool! I hope you come back. I like those kind of stories. We got somebody else that's new, too. This is great. We're getting all sorts of new people in here to make up for the ones like Jeffrey Haidt and Justin who have vanished off the face of the Earth. Does the Earth have a face? I think the Earth has five faces, and they're all staring at me while I'm in the bathroom. Okay, close the door. Hide under a towel. Okay, good. Good. All right, you didn't need to hear that. Especially before Kathleen's story. I think you're going to enjoy this one.
What can I get you to drink? Can't decide. Try the water moccasin. House specialty. Never heard of it. It's a girly drink, someone piped in. What's that you're drinking, Earl? You know what I'm drinking. Isn't that a water moccasin? The one and only. So it's a girly drink? I questioned. I'm Earl. So you own this place? It's a long story. This was Eve's and Earl's. Now it's only Earl's. But the water moccasin, it was Eve's concoction. Earl showed me his tattoo. Here's my real baby. A cotton mouth. Ain't she beautiful? I'll try that house specialty.
Thank you, Kathleen. And thank you once again to the midget for coming to the rescue. Aww. Nardo is purring in his sleep. I woke him up. I was trying to lean in to get the microphone near him. Yeah, these guys are so special. They were good while we were gone. They didn't tear up anything except for, well, we left a bunch of tissue paper laying around. They were from the gifts from You-Know-When. And it was really cool because it was all torn up and shredded and nothing else was, or nothing else was knocked down. So these guys are being good. And did they repair the dishwasher while we were gone? No. Whatever. Oh well, next up is Norval Joe. Maybe he'll come by and repair the dishwasher. Let's see.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is the weekly challenge number 234, with the prompt of Cottonmouth, that some knucklehead suggested. I seem to be getting a cold, and I think something strange is happening to my voice, so I'm going to try and get through this quickly and efficiently. So here we go. We're going to make all those new toys pay, the filthy, faded beagle barked, and nervously tucked the seam together where his tail used to be. That's right, no tail, the legless, one-eyed giraffe whined. This will be a night the toy box will never forget. What do you think, Cottonmouth? The teddy bear shoved a ball of loose padding back through its torn mouth and down his throat. Yes, they will suffer, the same as us, he said, and pulled a butcher knife from beneath the bed. Now if we could just get this stupid box open. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And those voices. Cool. I love it when people do crazy voices. Except for the cats. Then I know I'm either very drunk or I'm very crazy. What do you think? You gonna make little voices? You make little voices? No, you're not. You're not gonna make little voices. No. There is a little bump on his nose. Fur is coming back there. And most of the fur is back on Bruin. He's got some light patches, but all the bald patches are gone. But he's got some light patches. That's still going in. What? What is it, Nardo? What? Who's a good boy? I picked up a camera off of Woot, and it should be here probably tomorrow. So I'll be able to make some kitty movies with it, because that'll handle low light, as opposed to the iPhone, which can't handle it too well. Kind of sucks. But that's alright. The light, blah, all that. That'll be taken care of. And Nardo loves being in kitty movies. Although it would make sense if I were to just open the door when it's sunny out and make movies of them out there. I guess I will do that. When it's sunny out. After I go for my walk, that is. Anyway, here's TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and I didn't really have anything at all for this topic until just a few minutes ago, and I threw this together. Enjoy. It's called Fame. Cottonmouth Jim didn't get a song written about him. His brother, Cotton-Eyed Joe, was kind of a slut. After that girl broke up with her whiny songwriter boyfriend to be with him, he was regaled the world over. Of course, everyone always asks about Joe. Where did he come from? Where did he go? These eternal questions. Of course, no one's heard of the songwriter. Cottonmouth Jim, he hasn't been famous for anything since he was 9. He shoved 2 giant cotton candies in his mouth at the county fair. That's the kind of front page photo that haunts a man.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I'm haunted to this day, TJ. It was me. It was me. I changed my name from Joe to Lawrence, and then I found a midget. I found a midget, and I said, this is my midget, and these are my cats. And there's no cotton here. There's no cotton candy, no cotton candy anywhere, no spun cotton, nothing fluffy, anything. These cats are all smooth-haired. Nothing fluffy at all. Keep it away from me. Keep it away from me. That's not how Frisky died. I didn't mistake him for cotton candy. I didn't shove him into my mouth. No. No. Speaking of crazy stories, let's hear a crazy story from Planet Z. I know you'll like this because, well, I just know.
I smoke way too much pot. Way, way too much. My mouth is so dry, when I drag my tongue around, the crusty bits come loose. I spit them out. What awful colors they are. It starts to hurt, so I smoke some more. And it gets worse. Everything stinks. I never clean in here. Nobody wants to visit because it's so awful here. So, I smoke some more. I can't tell if it's day or night. The cable's out, phone's out. I assume I got fired from my job. What was my job? Who cares? I smoke some more.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Cottonmouth. Now, if you had a hard time understanding any of those, the text of each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for the next week, although I hear a rumor that it's already been chosen. It'll be Halloween, but the one before that, it's going to be cabbage. Because cabbage and Halloween. Cabbage leads to Halloween. Are you not eating your cabbage? Are you not building up your strength for Halloween? Also, there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them space navigators so they can navigate virtual worlds and Google Earth with just a crazy 3D mouse. Music in the background was by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. He's not missing in action, he's just in World of Warcraft. Ooh, trolls! Find us on Twitter, at 100WordStories. Not that much goes up there other than, ooh, there's a new podcast up. Ooh, this is the next topic. Ooh, you can get all this from an RSS feed, but this is Twitter! It's cool! It's now! And RSS is dead! The next topic will be cabbage, as I said before. And the one after that will be Halloween. After that, who the hell knows? Thank you for sending in your stories. And to those who read them, double thank you. And for those who sent them in and read them and are telling their friends about this podcast despite the fact that it's kind of weird, triple thank you. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.